Governor Dennis Dugard faces state senators and representatives from the speaker's lectern in the state capitol. A projector illuminates slides to the left of the podium, and the governor meticulously talks lawmakers through the details of his recommendations for fiscal year 2015.
In today's remarks, I'm going to be updating you on the state's economy, reviewing our revenues and expenses for the current year, and offering my proposals for the next year.
Dugard first addresses an onslaught of dollars available to state government. He says a portion of $136 million in one-time funds needs to apply to the current fiscal year to address amendments and special appropriations. That leaves him with $118 million for the next budget. $30 million of that one-time money comes in the form of unclaimed property. When banks can't deliver assets to people, South Dakota law gives them a few years to find the owners. After that, financial institutions turn unclaimed money over to the state.
Well, in part, we knew we'd get a one-time bump this year because of changing the rule that unclaimed property is deemed abandoned now after 3 years instead of five. It was certainly much more than we expected.
Dugard says South Dakota should put those millions to good use. He says the state can eliminate liabilities and save cash by prepaying several bonds. The governor says it makes sense to use one-time money to pay off higher interest bonds. He says it doesn't affect the state's net worth, but it does save more than $6 million each year and more in future fees. The other way Dugard plans to free up money in the general fund is to use one-time money to fund the new Building South Dakota fund.
And that should carry the Building South Dakota program for several years. At the rate that we're getting applications and applications are being improved, it might carry it for 3-4 years. And in the interim, as we have other income, one-time dollars, we could still add more to Building South Dakota. So we're not abandoning it by any means. In fact, we're pre-funding it early with a pretty good sum.
The governor says lawmakers would need to pass legislation changing the funding mechanism for Building South Dakota, but he says the lump sum investment could keep the program on track with funding for several years. Dugard's rationale is that using one-time money to pre-fund the program is okay because Building South Dakota accepts and awards grants individually. He says you can't fund education that way because you can't increase teachers' salaries based on a one-time influx. Sandy Arsenault is president of the South Dakota Education Association.
You know, SDA is really pleased with the governor for taking the steps to make education funding more of a priority. I think the proposed 3% is good news for schools. I think we still need to deal with the effects of the cuts from 2011, but that 3% will really help.
Under the governor's financial suggestions, the Board of Regents gets a 2.6% increase to freeze tuition for in-state, on-campus college students. South Dakota's K-12 and technical schools get a 3% boost. Dugard also suggests a 3% cost of living increase for state employees. Because of the flexibility the governor employs with one-time money, all of those proposed increases are part of ongoing funding. That stability state workers and school districts appreciate. Additional one-time money comes to the state's budget because South Dakota's Medicaid program isn't yet feeling a projected surge. The governor says the program is likely to notice that in the future, but it doesn't need the allocated funds right now. That touches on arguably Dugard's most contentious recommendation. The governor is not proposing lawmakers expand the state's Medicaid program to insure about 26,000 adults. They make too much to qualify for Medicaid as it is, but not enough to buy insurance on the federal exchange.
Now, these are not people that have disability, because we cover disabled people. They're not old, frail people. We cover frail elderly. They're not children. We cover children. These are adults that are not disabled, and if they work 30 hours at the minimum wage, they will, as a single adult, be over 100% of the poverty line and qualify to participate on the exchange and get subsidized.
That move, or lack thereof, disappoints members of the South Dakota State Medical Association and the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations. Both groups say it's best for the overall health of South Dakotans to expand the state's Medicaid program to include people who need care. Dave Hewitt is the president and CEO of the Association of Healthcare Organizations.
There's a lot at stake. Coverage for 48,000 South Dakotans, who we all know will do better from a health perspective, from a quality of life perspective, if they have insurance coverage. These people are at a point in their life when they really can't afford to pay for health insurance, and this would be a step up from the state to help them with that very necessary service.
About half of the people in the coverage gap can qualify to buy health care on the federal exchange, taking advantage of a voucher to bring down a portion of the cost. The plan the governor presents lawmakers is dense, but a takeaway remains that South Dakota's economy is performing well above the country as a whole. Dugard said South Dakota now exceeds the number of jobs the state had before the recession, and unemployment is second lowest in the nation. Now lawmakers and researchers take Governor Dennis Dugard's budget proposal and analyze it before they begin work on their vision for the state's finances when the 2014 legislative session begins next month. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keeley Boltina at the State Capitol in Pierre.